So right there you see that the cycle, the pattern, the repetition is do not excel. To excel means you lose the love, or what you think is the love that has been given to you in your life. Don't be such a smart aleck. Don't be such a smarty pants. Mind your P's and Q's. Know your place. All these things, all these notions drummed into you over and 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 over again, just so you will learn that if you want to be loved or receive any semblance of it at all, stay with the status quo. Stay. Be a good boy. Be a good girl. Stay. Good boy. Good girl. Here's your reward. Stay. Good boy. Good girl. Now I love you. Now I love you. Oh, 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 oh! Don't exceed that parameter. Bad boy. Bad girl. No reward. Stay. 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 Good boy. Good girl. Here's your reward. All right. Today we teach you how to fetch the dog bones by yourself. Anytime you wish, just because you are already and always have been and always will be innately a good boy and a good girl. Just because. Just because. Now, one of the ways that you help to lock these patterns into yourself is through the usage of emotionality. We have talked many times about emotion being energy motion, emotion, the activation principle. Well, it is also an energy that causes you to remain fixed in place as well, in a static state. We spoke last time about the idea of ecstatic states, the idea of not being frozen, of being in motion, and therefore being in ecstasy. But energy, emotional energy, can be utilized to freeze you as well into a static state. But then your energy, your emotional energy, is not going outward. It's being focused inwardly, bouncing off the inner mirrors of your inner walls, vibrating, 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 causing more and more and more, what? Tension, buildup. Years and years and years of tension and buildup. These, in a sense, reinforce the idea of the patterns, but very often the paradox is that this tension and buildup ultimately allows you to finally break from the pattern as well. However, if you have not been taught how to use this tension to break creatively from the pattern, then usually what you do is create a nervous breakdown in order to break out of the patterns and repetitions. So the idea is that you can use that inner tension, the inner tension that does hold you back, the emotional tension and pressure that holds you back, you can use it in creative ways to release yourself, to free yourself, to unleash yourself and your full potential, your unlimited potential, in a creative way, constructive way, not a destructive way. When you have an occurrence where you are dealing perhaps with your parents or someone who allows you to feel bad, angry, upset, doubtful, fearful, diminished in any way, and yet you also are taught that you cannot express that anger, cannot express that fear, cannot express that doubt, then you lock that emotion within yourself. Lock it in tight. Freeze yourself at that place, at that time, in that state. And once you do that, that sets up the cycle of repetition that always keeps bringing you back to that time, to that place, to that feeling, until you learn that the reason you keep coming back is to let it go. To let it go. But you see, here's the insidiousness of the pattern-creating mechanism. Not only are you forced into the idea of feeling the diminishment of feeling the anger, of feeling the doubt and the limitation. The pattern is created because you are told that you cannot express that anger. This is a double bind. It is a self-contained kit that locks you into a loop. It forces you to feel something and tells you at the same time that you are not allowed to feel it. That's what creates the pattern. That double mechanism. Not just the idea of feeling limitation. Not just the idea of being angry. Not just the idea of the act of diminishment itself. But the idea of not being able to explore it. Not being able to express it. It is that double action that creates the pattern, because then you're bouncing back and forth between those two walls. Feel it, don't feel it. Feel it, don't feel it. Feel it, don't feel it. That's the basis of all patterns. Feel it, don't feel it. Feel it, don't feel it. You are locked in a self-conflictive circuit, a short circuit. You cannot move through the pathway of your electronic circuitry outward into full expression. You are locked in a loop. Made to feel and told you can't. Made to feel and told you can't. Over and over again. That is the basis for all patterns in your life that you do not prefer, that do not serve you. So, the first technique, the first understanding of how to break from that loop is as follows. To go back through your life, to feel those times, to recapture those times, to express those times, and to allow yourself to live through those times now in the way you wish you could have done then, but didn't, but weren't allowed to. To play the whole scenario through that you could not play through then. It is a very powerful way to begin to break down all of those ancient, ingrained, unconscious, emotionally locked habits. This will affect your own relationship with yourself, your relationship with others, your work, your health, the things that you say excite you, your ability to accomplish anything at all can be diminished by being locked in this emotional loop. Before we begin the meditation to help loosen these parameters up, to shake that foundation open a little bit, to knock those walls down, let me just remind of the following thing, very important. Remember that a habit really, by its strictest definition, is something that you do that you don't consciously know you're doing. Once you know you have a habit, the moment you recognize you have it, you don't actually have it anymore. You have to be beyond it to know you have it. The only reason that an apparent habit perpetuates beyond the time when you're aware that it exists is because you are taught to believe that it is something that must repeat. And so you continue to create it each and every new moment of time that you exist. A habit is not something that actually comes from the past. A habit is something you create in the present, every moment, in the now, over and over again, while making an association from that present creation to some idea in the past. The habit doesn't come from the past. Its power to hold you in a pattern does not come from the past. You are creating a habit in the present, every single moment. So understand, first of all, there is nothing from the past that holds you to any pattern, except your assumption that it does. The past has no power over you at all. None. Zero. The associations you make are what create the corridors you choose to walk down. You can change direction anytime you wish. And now, let us begin the first meditation to deal with the idea of the emotionality. And we will go from there into something very different. But first, stand up, quick. Oh, come. Turn around, face the opposite direction. Turn around and face the opposite direction again. Sit down. Stand up! All right, sit down. Want to make sure that your guard is not up? Want to make sure you don't know what to expect? This is a part of the whole idea of breaking the patterns. Allowing yourself to understand you have far more flexibility, and allowing yourself to train your body consciousness that it is all right to move in unexpected directions. That it is all right, that you will not be slapped down. That you are safe in every move you make. Safe in every move you make. Safe and loved unconditionally in every move you make. All right. Take three deep breaths. No, take two. No, take one. Now take another one. And another one after that. Close your eyes. And allow yourself to drift. Drift deeply within your heart. Imagine, picture, feel, see. See your heart. Picture it beating. Feel its slow, mesmerizing beat. Feel the beat relaxing you. Hear the beating of your heart, deep and resonant within you. Deep and warm. Deep and calm, deep and loving, deep, 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 deep. Feel the vibration coming from your heart, immersing you, bathing you, washing through you. Feel the loving emotionality that issues from this place in your consciousness. And as you are now immersed in the center of your heart, go back in time, back through your early childhood, back. Just imagine. Whether it is the way it was or not does not matter. Just imagine yourself younger and younger. Feel the sensations of being a young child. The wonder of seeing things for the first time. The openness, the willingness to explore. And now, feel with all your heart. Feel the first fear, the first doubt, the first uncertainty, the first diminishment, the first saying that might have come from your parents, the first bit of anger, the first lack of trust, and feel the wrongness of it, the incorrectness of it, the out-of-placeness of it. Before there was unconditional love, unlimitedness, and now a diminishment, a focus, an uncertainty, an uncomfortableness, a doubt, a fear, an anger. This is not right. This is not who I am. Why are they doing this? Where is this coming from? Why don't they love me? What am I feeling? Resentment. This is not who I am. I am being forced to be someone I'm not. This is not being said out of love. This is being said by them out of anger, out of fear, out of their own lack of feeling of unconditional love for themselves. They are projecting onto me. This is not me. Can't you hear that, mother? Can't you hear that, father? Can't you hear what you're saying? Can't you see how this is hurting? No, you can't. You can't. You are blind. This is scaring me. Why can't they see what they are doing to me? And when I begin to cry, when I begin to have anger, they tell me, hold in the tears. Don't get angry at me. Don't take that tone of voice with me. Suppression, diminishment, doubt, conflict, rage. Why are these things here? Why? Don't they love me? Should I not love myself? Am I not worthy of the love? I am diminished. I am less. I don't like myself now. I don't love myself now. I didn't express the true self. I didn't express the anger I wanted to express. I didn't shed the tears I really felt like I wanted to shed. And now because I didn't express the anger, and now because I didn't cry the way I felt I wanted to, now I am angry at myself. Now I diminish myself. And this happens over and over again through my life. As I grow, a little bit here, a little bit there, feeling the anger building and building, but always suppressing it. That's not the way to behave. That's not proper. It's not right. It's not thoughtful of others. It is selfish to think this way, to feel these things. Selfish. I am not a good person for feeling these things. I am not worthy anymore because I feel this way, because I get angry. And now my anger builds into a temper. And now, bit by bit and day by day, I learn my lesson well and become more and more every day like my mother, like my father that taught me to be this way. It is not that I do not love them. It is now that I do not love myself. But this is not how I want to feel. I want to go back to that very first time. The very first time as a child when I felt the anger, felt the doubt, felt the fear for the very first time and was told to suppress it. And now, feel it. Feel that anger. Feel that fear. It is all right now. You are safe. It is allowable. Feel it. It is natural. When you are diminished, it is natural to feel the anger, the aligning energy that aligns you with your true self and lets you know this is who I really am. And this thing that is being said, that is not me. Not me. Not me. And now, you can say from your heart of hearts now what you could not say before. Now, mother, father, whoever it was, whatever the situation, I can love you unconditionally now, and at the same time, I can tell you from this unconditional love that this is not being allowed to feel the anger. In being allowed to say now what I could not say then, I am free. I am free because I know I can say it and still love you. When I was a child, I did not understand that I could still love you and be angry. Now I understand I can be angry because anger only aligns me with my true self. And anger in no way, shape, or form means I cannot love unconditionally at the same time. Just now, I will love not only you unconditionally, But by allowing myself to feel the anger I could not allow myself to feel then, I will also love myself unconditionally. And as you feel yourself now accepting that anger, feeling that anger, you also now feel the anger diminishing or transforming into love, into self-acceptance, into self-expression, into the true being you were born to be. Stage by stage, incident by incident, when you feel you have or want to create the time, allow yourself to do this meditation, to go into your heart, to feel those moments in your life that caused anger, diminishment, suppression, did not allow you to be your true self. And not out of spite, not out of attack, not out of negativity, but out of unconditional love for you and the person who might have caused you to feel this anger. Now feel that emotion. Do not suppress it any longer. Feel it. Feel as angry now as you felt then but could not express. Feel it. Feel any emotion that came up and release it by feeling it. And move to the next incident, and the next incident, and the next incident. Any and all that you can find, any and all you can chase down and find, and feel. And release. 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 And feel your heart expand. Feel yourself become bigger, warmer, more loving, more loved. More free. You may find that when you allow this freedom to unlock, you will begin to do other kinds of releasing. You may find that toxins in your body will release. Things will begin to expel themselves that no longer are necessary for the vibration that you chose to be, are no longer pertinent to the vibration of the reality you are. You will become clearer, clearer, more transparent to yourself and to others, more open, more light, more loving, more giving, and in return able to receive more light, more love, more gifts. Release. Release from the heart by feeling the emotions you were told you were not supposed to feel. You are not a bad person for feeling these things. You are still unconditionally loved and deserving of more unconditional love. Every day, every hour, every second, every moment. Take a deep breath in and let it go. Let it go. Take a deeper breath in and let that go. Take the deepest breath you have ever taken, ever, and let that go. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Stand up slowly and stretch your arms up high, high, high. And as you stretch your arms up, take deeper, slower, deeper, fuller breath. Let it out and let your arms fall. Shake your arms. Move your neck all around. And now take your hands, open them wide, and place them over your heart. Feel your heart. Feel your emotionality. Feel yourself. Feel your beingness. Feel your aliveness. Feel your joy. Feel
your childlike qualities. Feel your uniqueness. And jump for joy. Jump! All right. All right. Now. Are you still standing?